Then I was relaying a station called Fax Radio for a guy in the UK, and he devised a transmitter that would change from AM at night to shortwave during the day automatically. And it was an RCA ET. It was a work of art.
Were you the original transmission of fax then?
I used to transmit it for him, yeah. But he would send over the programmes. They were on tape from the UK.
Oh, so you were the... I used to listen to fax.
Yeah, and I used to operate the transmitter for him. And he had an AM, he had an AM and an FM on the one antenna, which I had in my garden. But the funny thing about it was, I remember one Sunday, I was operating Radio Rainbow as well from the same site, just... I lived out in the country, just a wee bit, maybe 100 yards away. And the propagation one Sunday was so strange that he was in London and Radio Rainbow would fade in and his would fade out. He couldn't figure out why the different types, it must be the different types of aerials we're using, was more, conditions were more favourable for one. One minute, next thing, one would fade in, the other would fade out. He said it was, he'd never seen anything like it before. Like, usually everything would fade in or fade out.
So it was 49 metre?
49 meter band. I think fax was 6210 kilohertz, and then it was on way up at the end of the medium wave band, around 1600, in around 1605 or something. And it would change. He had a timer that would actually change and operate the medium wave oscillator and change over automatically. A work of art. It was genius. It was an RCA ET transmitter that he had renovated. I built my own, and my own was more powerful. You know, my own, that was in 6240 kilohertz. It was good fun, good days.
Is it good to do it for the fun and get paid as well?
Yes, I used to get paid, and at one stage...